And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the harpsichordist Wanda Landowska, born in Warsaw, 1879, known as the rediscoverer of the harpsichord. She revived interest in the instrument during the first half of the 20th century. It was on this day, 1946, the bikini was introduced in Paris by the designer Jacques Haim. It was known as the world's smallest bathing suit, and he called it the Atome, the Atom, and it got its name because there had been a nuclear test at Bikini Island in the Pacific. It said in the advertisements that a swimsuit was not really a bikini unless you could pass it through a wedding ring. It was considered indecent at first, but by 1960 it had become a big hit. It's the birthday of the writer Gary Steingart, born in Leningrad, Russia, 1972, author of the Russian Debutante's Handbook and Absurdistan. Family emigrated to Queens when he was a boy, struggled to learn English at a Hebrew school there. Family had no television set, and Steingart didn't lose his Russian accent until he was about 14. And it's the birthday of the writer and artist Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte, a resort town outside Paris, in 1889, whose advice to artists was listen carefully to criticisms made of your work, note just what it is about your work that critics don't like, then cultivate it. That's the only part of your work that's individual and worth keeping. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer. She gives me the watch off her arm. My mother wants me to go to college. The closest she has ever been is this, the dorm. Her father had needed her to dig the potatoes and load them into burlap bags, but here she is, leaving her daughter on the campus in the city. Time to go. We're at the desk. The clerk is wide-eyed when my mother asks her if she will take an out-of-town check, if the need arises, if something comes up, so my girl will have money. Even I know this isn't going to happen, this check cashing, a clerk helping me with money. But miracle of miracles, the clerk says nothing, and I say nothing, and my mother feels better. We go to the parking lot, old glasses, thick graying hair. She's wearing a man's shirt, has to get back to the job. We stand beside her Ford, and it is here she undoes the buckle of the watch and holds it out to me. My father's watch, keeping good time for him and then for her. She says she knows I will need a watch to get to class. We hug, and she gets in, starts the car, eases into traffic. No wave. The metal of the back of the watch is smooth to my thumb, and it keeps for a moment a warmth from her skin. She gives me the watch off her arm, a poem by Marjorie Sazer from I Have Nothing to Say About Fire, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.